Okay, with writer, director, star of As Long As You Want, Matt Santos is with us, Comedy Film Festival. This is your first film, correct?
First one I've released, yes.
Oh, first one you released. So I guess it was you thought it was worthy of festival submissions?
Just everything I made before, I made with no intention to ever release it, whereas this one I did plan to.
Because you thought it like it, you thought you had something substantial and you learned the craft, I guess, in the past.
Yeah, also just a story that I really wanted to get out there.
So what's the story that it's there two people are doing an audition and then obviously emotions get the best of them and then they get into a deep conversation and sparks fly. Is that a good pitch?
That's the gist of it. Yeah. The way that human connection unfolds, especially over just a period of a couple hours.
Yeah. Especially for actors, right? Because that's their job is to explore their emotions, right? So
Right. So they're, I guess, extra susceptible to such thing.
yeah, what's your drive? Is it do you want to be an actor? Do you want to be a director, a writer, or all three?
I'd say I'm an actor first, a writer second, and then directing's fun, but it's not really my main goal.
How are you able to direct like and you're like in every scene, so how are you able to direct and act at the same time?
In the most inconvenient way possible.
Okay.
Have to set it up, run back and forth to see how each shot looks, and then go back, go over the footage, see what worked, what didn't. And so it's just a lot more time consuming than if I had other people working on it.
So it was just you and her were working, like you and the actress are just working on the film?
Oh yeah, we were the whole crew, I guess.
Oh, that's even more difficult.
And then you gotta go back, make sure the sound's good, the continuity's good. And
Yeah.
there's definitely like a lot of issues with sound and some continuity issues, but tried to hide them.
How did you get through the sound? Did you like mic yourself or?
All we had were these little DJI mics.
Yeah.
So sometimes we're wearing them, sometimes they're just planted very close to us.
Gotcha. Was she okay with you going back and forth all the time?
Oh yeah, she's very patient.
And then so that's kind of cool that you guys just did this film by by yourselves. Like just that's would you do that again?
With the right actor, definitely. She's very easy to work with. On her film, we did the same thing where it's just nobody else helping out. And it kind of simplifies things. Like you don't have a crew full of people you have to feed and check in with and everything. But I'm sure that would be very useful as well to have a full crew.
Well, my suggestion to you is that I would bring on a cinematographer on your
Right.
next film, right?
I was thinking I would do that
Yeah.
because
Because
that's
you're collaborating with them. This you could feed them and you'll be worth every all the food you feed them.
oh yeah, and I really
Is
have no technical knowledge, so it'd
yeah,
be
well then at the same time, but they're creative. Generally, very creative people too, and they then like a lot of times on when you're making these independent films, it's the crew has the most experience because they're jumping from film to film, right? And
right.
the director is kind of writing and kind of preparing, developing post-production, so they're not on set all the time. Whereas the crew, these guys, like a lot of these people, just go, they jump from one film to the other, right? So
Oh yeah.
in
And
terms of framing, lighting,
one thing I
and
found for myself is that when you're trying to do everything at once, like manage the camera, the sound, everything, while also acting, you can't really focus on one thing. And then it kind of takes away from, well, the acting, because that's usually my main focus. Whereas when I'm working on other people's projects, just as an actor, I could just focus on that completely. I don't have to worry about 500 other things. And so
yeah, exactly.
I really lock into that.
Yeah, exactly. So, because that's the only thing I would say is that like the framing, yeah, like it's a solid film. It's just that like you can see that if it, like an expert cinematographer could really make your film
Oh.
that much better, right? So,
And a sound person.
yeah. So tell me about but tell me about like how did you frame the shots? Like, did you it seems like there's a lot of long takes. You put the camera on the and then you just did like these long shots and figured out an editing.
Yeah, we did the typical like master shots and then the shoulders, but to figure those out, I'd have to start recording, go sit over there, see how it looks, go back, check it out, play with lights a bit. So that's always time consuming. But then we would just do those over and over. Then in editing, whichever one looked the best or whichever had the best performances in, we'd go and use those.
So where did you meet your co-star?
Oh, she's in the same acting program as me.
You got you. So Liv, her name is Liv Cor. I'm going to say your last name right. Coravu?
Corvo.
Coravu, and she's an actor as well.
Yeah, she moved here from Montreal. It's the French Canadian name. And she's a lot more experienced than me. She's got a great resume of films and she also directed her own called When You Come Over, which I highly recommend. And so that's the first one on my resume, really, is her film.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's great. So part of my motivation in making this one was to make something kind of complementary to her film.
Gotcha. And did you succeed?
I like to think so, because they're similar, but they have a different vibe completely.
So you guys are gonna work together again?
Most likely.
Most likely.
We do get a lot of, well, not a lot, but we do get some assignments together within our acting class. So I guess we work together pretty regularly.
Gotcha. And then so she directed, you directed, and you guys are kind of like making this film together. And then you also edited the film as well, right? Did
Oh yeah, but it's a fun process.
you like the editing experience?
I definitely enjoyed it just because it's so satisfying once everything comes together. Of course, parts can be tedious when, well, again, the lack of crew. So there's a ton of unusable parts that I would have loved to use that, like, I just couldn't figure out how to make it work through editing.
Did she work with you on the editing as well, or
No, she wasn't involved in that part.
And then so do you so basically, but you like you're watching yourself, right? How was that experience?
Well, that's always tough, especially as an actor, because, like, if you think you delivered a little part of it great, but then the footage is just terrible and the sound is off, you really want to use it, but then you know you can't and you have to switch to the other one.
You can't.
And what I should have done with editing is, for making choices like that, I should have gotten like a second and a third pair of eyes, maybe, but that's a lesson for next time.
So you this is almost like a kind of like a good learning experience for you.
Oh, definitely. That was a big reason I wanted to make it as well. Just especially the applying to festivals and everything after. That was a huge learning experience that's still going on.
What did you learn about the submitting the like distribution? What did you learn about that?
Just well, first of all, I thought it would be harder to submit to them, but then Film Freeway makes it easy to really just plug it in with so many. But then the prices really add up. So you got to look for discounts and you got to, a lot of them, or some of them require very specific things that are beyond my technical knowledge. So I avoid those ones. And since the overall production quality is not high because it's just made on a phone, they're, I kind of avoided the big ones.
Gotcha. Yeah, because you're starting out, I guess, right?
Right.
How was the so you saw you shot on your smartphone?
Oh yeah, right on this
Yeah.
with a broken tripod and little DJI microphones.
Yeah. And so the sound as well on in the film?
Yeah. And when you watch the film on some really good speakers, you can really hear the problems with the sound. But so I guess the learning experience there is what sound mixers do is so important. Like whenever I've been on sets where they're constantly on sound, they say, "Oh, that one wasn't good. We got to do it
To
again."
be honest with you, it's the sound design, right? So
Right.
it's they can the people can either mix it or they'll do a, most films are ADR, right? By the actors. So you can basically ADR it, you can kind of like make a, but then you're creating a whole new world, right? So I'm not saying the on-set sound guys are not doing a good job. I'm just saying, but the magic and creativity comes from the sound designer itself, right? So and also the technical aspects of cleaning up the dialogue and making sure everything's on an even keel, I guess, right?
Oh yeah.
There must be some at Toronto Film School, there must be some pretty good sound designers and who are going to that school, one would assume.
Oh yeah, there's so many great ones that I've worked with in the film production program, but
Yeah.
for the most part we're in different buildings doing different stuff. So
You've never, I'm sure you guys intermingle because they need actors for their films, right?
yeah, when I've been in their films, then they've been so great, and just watching how they do stuff, I'm slowly learning.
Yeah.
But
When's your course finish?
in next July.
Oh, so you have another year.
Oh yeah, and it's only 18 months total. It started in January.
Oh, gotcha. And you like it so far?
Oh, I love it. It's the best decision I made was going to this school.
You offer in the summertime or you keep going?
Keeps going.
Well, that's cool.
But I love it. I'd get too bored if it didn't keep going.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And you made this film in between, I guess.
Yeah, we get little 2 week breaks every 4 months or so.
Gotcha.
And so
And so what's next for you? What are you gonna do?
my plan for now is just focus on acting. I've got some cast and some cool stuff recently and then cool stuff coming up. So I'm just gonna keep focusing on that. Auditioning is a lot of how my time is spent. And then, of course, the class stuff because it's a full-time program. So I do plan to write and make something again in the future, just not sure when.
So you're going to get an agent soon too as well?
Was thinking once these things have recently acted and come out, I'll see if the footage is demo reel worthy, and then
Gotcha.
once I have a reel that I can look at and go, that's the one, then I'll start looking for an agent. But I don't want to jump the gun on that.
Gotcha. Well, you're in a good city. There's lots of good agents and there's lots of productions that are always happening. So
Where are you guys based?
I'm in Toronto as well. So
Oh, cool.
yeah. So I'm a little bit biased, I guess. Yeah. Every 2 weeks we do a movie th a film festival. You should come by. Carlton Cinemas.
And cinemas. That's, I think I'm not too far from there.
You're not, you're right up the street. Or right down the street. We get a lot of Toronto Film School people who attend. So yeah.
Oh, cool. When's the next one?
Next Thursday. So is it like 26th?
Okay, I put that in my calendar.
Yeah, just go to Wild Sound and you'll see the website, you'll see the you can RSVP.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
What
and we can
kind of films are you screening?
this one is LGBTQ plus because of Pride, and we're doing and then every 2 weeks we do a different genre.
Cool.
So you're gonna focus on acting, and then basically kind of see what's out there, get into a bunch of productions, and then are you originally from Toronto?
My parents are from here. I grew up in England and then I moved here, I guess, 12 years ago.
Okay, so you don't really have an accent. I guess you lost your accent.
Oh, I'll put it on for some Shakespeare stuff, but generally, yeah, I don't.
Yeah. So you spent your teenage years in Toronto, I guess.
Yeah, so I feel like I've mostly grown up here.
How is that, that must have been a little bit of a culture shock from you, kind of shifting during the age of puberty to another country?
Yeah, it was definitely strange, but since my parents were from here, we'd visit every summer. So I was familiar with how it is here, but definitely like a strange age to have a sudden big change like that.
How's what's the difference in the educational system between the two countries?
Ooh, I think that here the grades are basically what year you were born. There it's like halfway through 1 year to the next, so it's not by calendar year. And then there's some kind of exams you have to take to get into what would be equivalent to a middle school. So
Okay.
I
To see how
think,
smart you are
yeah, so I think they put a lot more pressure on kids there.
to for education.
Yeah. So I'm glad I went to school here.
Were you were doing you went to grade like what grade did you start when you came back to Canada?
Six.
So you're only in grade six. Okay. So then was there did you know everything? Like did you or were you ahead of the You're called your peers are behind. I'm just curious.
I'd say for most stuff, I was just on the same level, but
Okay.
then all the Canadian stuff, I was not.
Like the history of Canada.
Yeah, that was a big thing. History of Canada, like even just, I remember the blank Canada map, you'd have to know the provinces.
Yeah.
So I'd never learned any of that before.
Did you know the areas in England, backwards and forwards?
Not really, because I was so
Okay.
young.
Did you have to sing "God Save the Queen" when in England?
I'm sure I did at some at many points.
Yeah, that's well. It is a Commonwealth country, right? So we do spell the same. Our words are spelled like color is OUR, right? So.
Yeah, we got the queen on the bills.
The queen on the bills, yeah. So, all right. Well, maybe we our fascination to the royal family is not the same though, I guess, right, in Canada.
Right, yeah.
All right, man. Well, congratulations on the film, and looking forward to seeing what you do next. And let's touch base when you make your next film.
Thanks so much, and thanks for having me. This was fun.